The coaching search for the Browns does roll on. Mike Munchak, the latest name added to the list to help us talk about Mike Munchak and what he would potentially bring to the Browns. Please welcome in Jim Wyatt from the Tennessean. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here today. Mike Munchak didn't have the greatest tenure in Tennessee, now a candidate supposedly for the Browns meeting today, according to various reports. What was your take on Mike Munchak's time in Tennessee, the strengths and weaknesses he brought to the table as a head coach?
Well, I mean, he said himself, and I talked to him the day after he, parted ways from the Titans, that he, he knew it might have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, might not ever get another chance again. So this is interview number two in the NFL, the interview for the Lions last week, now in Cleveland. Is he a good option for a head coach? I mean, I think he's certainly a guy who players respect, and certainly he's going to bring a lot of discipline, kind of a no-nonsense approach to a team. But it will be interesting to me if somebody gives him another chance, because I personally don't think the Titans thought he would get another chance when he left here.
What would be, if any, the overwhelming positives to making Mike Munchak your head coach?
Well, I would say, and the interest there is interesting because, Mike Munchak and Peyton Manning have a really good relationship. Obviously, Peyton Manning and Jimmy Haslam, very good friends with their ties to the University of Tennessee. So, I think he'll make a good presentation there about how he plans to do things and his vision for that football team. If they give an opportunity, I guess it remains to be seen whether that would play out. But I do think that Mike Munchak is certainly a great leader, and again, I talked about his no-nonsense approach. I mean, when he took over for Jeff Fisher in 2011, this team was a mess. Players respect Munchak and believe in him, and he's not going to take a lot of shenanigans. I mean, he's definitely going to get professionals working underneath him, and if he has good people underneath him, especially the coordinator position, certainly, there's a chance he could be successful, because I do think that as far as a figurehead and somebody at the top leading a football team, I do think he commands respect from his players, and players would play hard for him.